Tom Hicks, stop being poor, please. Welcome to the Sports by Dallas podcast. Just got off of Twitter. Saw a report. LoneStarBall.com was quoting an article from the blog on one of the sports blog from one of the Seattle newspapers. They did an interview with Marco Scudero recently, and they quoted him as saying that he had had contact with the Rangers about playing third base, which means only a couple things, as Lone Star Ball hit on. Either the Rangers are going to use Scudero as a utility infielder or have interest in him as a utility infielder. Listen to me, I'm talking like he's already here. He's not. But they have interest in him as a utility infielder, which I wouldn't mind. You know, Vizquel's gone. They need somebody to fill that role. Or they're thinking about moving Michael Young to DH and playing Scudero at third, which that's not going to fly. A guy who's become increasingly frustrated with being moved around. That would be the third time he's been moved in the last 6 years or so, starting with the Soriano trade when he unselfishly moved to short. And then when he finally wins a Gold Glove at short, they tell him he's got to move to third. And after developing a chemistry in the infield at third, they tell him to move to DH. I don't think that's going to fly. Or it means that the Rangers are broke and that they need to move one of their big contracts, and that would be Michael Young. Tom Hicks, you need to stop this. Please sell the team before you're stocking the concession stands with food stamps. This is getting ridiculous. I can't deal with this anymore. Marco Scudero is a solid player. He was a .282 hitter last year, hit 12 home runs. He's always been good with the glove. I'd like to see him here in a utility role. He can play some outfield even. But I'm not willing to see him here if you're going to sacrifice Michael Young. That doesn't make any sense. If you're already having financial trouble, why would you move one of your moneymakers, move one of the guys that people come out there to see? The first Rangers jersey I bought was a Michael Young jersey. That's money in Tom Hicks's pocket that I bought at the fan shop. You can't move him. And listen, there's not enough about this story that I can get worked up yet, but I'm already preparing to be worked up because you can't move Michael Young. That's not going to fly. Mavericks won big last night. They beat the Indiana Pacers at Conseco Fieldhouse 113-92. Back-to-back 20-point wins. That's nice, especially when the games are so close together. It's not like Dallas had 3 days off. They had a day in between, but they had to travel on Thanksgiving. It was a good win all around. Dirk was on fire. I was saying on DallasBasketball.com on the forums over there that had it been a closer game and Dirk was forced to play the entire fourth quarter, I could see him scoring 50 last night. He was that good. 31 points in 30 minutes. Tim Thomas didn't play much last night, but I was impressed by him again in the little time he saw. I'd like to see him play a lot more. I'd like to see him take some minutes away from Chris Humphries, because Chris Humphries is really driving me nuts. And I know he had a good game last night. He had a double-double. But he shot 3 of 10, and I'm sick of the shot selection from him. It's just awful. He takes that set. He'll get the ball on the wing, and he'll do that dumb little jab step where he's isolated, and they'll give him the jumper, and he takes it every time because they know he's not going to hit it. I can't watch that anymore. I'd much rather see Tim Thomas, who's playing inside out, who gives you a threat from all areas of the court. He's really been solid in his short time here. Mavericks play the Cavaliers tonight. Cavaliers are 11-5. They go into Cleveland. They just lost the other night to Charlotte. I'm sure LeBron's not happy about that. Who would have thought, though, that the Mavericks would be in a better spot than the Cavaliers this early in the season? Wow. Although a lot of people would argue that they'd always rather be in the spot with LeBron James than Dirk. I disagree with that. I think this Mavericks team is special when they get out running. The key to stopping them, though, is making them play that half-court offense and hit jump shots, because it's rough on them sometimes, but they're showing they can do it. They've been making shots lately. Thanks for tuning in. Mavericks tonight in a couple hours. Check them out and check out the Twitter account, twitter.com/sportsbydallas.